الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sayings of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh. Dua of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the 20-page booklet, Sayings of Junaid Baghdadi, bestow him with the blessings of the noble saints and grant him and his parents forgiveness without accountability. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Swelling in the hand was relieved. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, I went to the bathroom and slipped. Due to the pain, my hand became swollen. Whilst reciting salat upon the Prophet, I slept in this state of pain. And in a dream, I saw the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whilst expressing my suffering, I called out, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, O my son, your recitation of salat in the state of pain has caused me restlessness. When morning arrived, there was no trace of pain and swelling in the hand. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Introduction. The great saint of the Qadiriyya Razaviyya Attariya order, Abu al-Qasim Junaid bin Muhammad Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh, was a major saint of the 3rd century Hijri and the Imam of his era. His blessed sayings contain invaluable pearls of Sufism. He passed away on the 27th of Rajab, and inshallah, on the occasion of his blessed death anniversary, a booklet on his biography will be published. The shrine of Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh, the leader of the Sufis and the Imam of Sharia and Tariqah, is located in the radiant city of Baghdad. He is from the spiritual guides of the crown of saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. May Allah Almighty honor us with his spiritual blessings. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 1. Endorsement from the Divine Court. The great and perfect saint Imam Abdul Karim bin Hawazin Qushayri rahmatullahi alayh said that Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh stated, I saw in a dream that I was present in the court of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty instructed me, O Abu al-Qasim, the statements that you mentioned to people, where do you acquire them from? I said, I only speak the truth. Allah Almighty replied, you have spoken the truth. Number 2. Praise of Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi was heard making dua in this manner. All praise belongs to Allah Almighty. O my Lord, your praises are as numerous as your knowledge. Meaning, O Allah Almighty, we cannot befittingly state your praise, just as your knowledge has no limits. Similarly, your praises are infinite and innumerable. Number 3. Means of gaining proximity to Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, I saw in a dream that I am addressing people, and then an angel came and stood before me and asked, what is a great means of attaining the closeness of Allah Almighty? I replied, the action that was done in secret and is complete in the balance of deeds. The angel said, whilst leaving, by Allah Almighty, this is inspired speech. Madani Pearl, Allah Almighty has appointed an angel to the heart of every human being who invites him towards goodness. The angel is called Mulhim, and its invitation is referred to as Ilham. Number 4. Pinnacle of Divine Love. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned the Prophet of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, wept so much that his eyesight weakened, and he stood so much to worship Allah Almighty to the extent that a curvature developed in his back. And he offered salah so much that he lost the strength to walk. He said, "By your honor and might, if there was a sea of fire between me and you, even then I would enter it because of my love and longing for you." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. Reason for keeping a tasbih in the hand. When someone asked why he still holds a tasbih in his hand, even after becoming such a great saint, Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi replied, "I cannot leave the path, i.e. tasbih, through which I reached Allah Almighty." Number 6. Encouragement to act on the sunnah. All the paths that lead to Allah Almighty are closed for every person except the one who acts upon the sunnah of the beloved and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 7. What does it mean by all paths are closed? The saying of Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi that all paths are closed means that by traversing such paths, one cannot reach Allah Almighty because these paths do not lead to Allah Almighty. One must walk on the path that lead to Allah Almighty in the exact manner that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did. Number 8. Having knowledge prevents harm. Advising Sayyiduna Abdul Wahid bin Ulwan rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, "O youth, hold fast to knowledge." Number 9. Departure of light and blessings of knowledge. If you try to gain honor through knowledge without fulfilling the rights of sacred knowledge, or ascribe yourself to knowledge, or desire to be called a scholar, then the light of knowledge will depart from you, and only the sign of knowledge will remain on you. This knowledge will not work in your favor, rather it will act against you. This is because knowledge undoubtedly calls towards its application, i.e. action, and if knowledge is not acted upon, many of its blessings depart. Number 10. Do not follow ignorant people. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi said in relation to not making an ignorant person an imam, i.e. leader, one who does not memorize the Quran and does not gather the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam should not be followed, because our knowledge, i.e. Sufism, and the spiritual path is connected with the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Number 11. Advising those who act against the Sharia. In regards to those who are ignorant and oppose the Sharia but claim to be Sufis and who go to the extent of saying Sharia is a path and only those who have not reached destination require a path, we have already reached the destination. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, "They speak the truth as they have arrived, but where? In hell." Number 12. Greater than the crowns of kings. For those who possess the recognition of Allah, worship is better than the crowns of kings. When this is the status of worship for the elite saints who have gnosis of Allah Almighty, then it is imperative to avoid those who are false claimants of the tasawwuf and who fall short regarding the faraid and wajibat. To learn more about who can become a spiritual guide in the Sharia, obtain the book entitled Adab-e-Murshid-e-Kamil from Maktabat al-Madina, or download it for free from www.dawateislami.net. Number 13. Great method of protecting the eyes. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi was once asked, "Oh my master, I want to develop the habit of keeping my gaze lowered. Please tell me something that will help me in keeping my eyes down." He replied, "Be mindful of the fact that before you look at someone else, an observer, i.e. Allah Almighty, is watching you." Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. My spiritual guide, Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh, has explained a beautiful method of lowering one's gaze. If only we could adopt this approach and remember at the time of staring at unveiled women, using mobile phones in seclusion and watching indecent scenes on the internet, that Allah Almighty is watching, and the fear of Allah Almighty dominates our heart, then by Allah, a person will tremble and refrain from sins. If only we can develop such fear of Allah Almighty that prevents us from disobeying Him. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. छुप के लोगों से किए जिसके गुनाह वो खबरदार है क्या होना है। अरे ओ मुजरिम बेपरवाह देख सर पे तलवार है क्या होना है। Explanation of the poetry of Raza. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi says, "O foolish servant, you commit sins in seclusion from people, but you should fear Allah Almighty as He is aware of all your actions. O sinner, when you commit sins, you do not care about anyone's disapproval. Remember, the sword of death is hanging over your head. And do you not know that you will die and face the consequences of these sins?" Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 14. Sign of engaging in useless activities. A sign that Allah Almighty has left a servant is that He causes him to engage in useless things. Number 15. Mercy on three occasions. Mercy descends upon the noble Sufis during three times, two of which are, number one, during meals, as these blessed individuals do not eat without hunger so that they can engage in more worship after eating. Number two, during the time of scholarly discourse, because these noble individuals only engage in conversation pertaining to the states and accounts related to the saints of Allah Almighty. Number 16. Calling towards righteousness, the way of the prophets, saints and the truthful, i.e. Siddiqeen. Sayyiduna Abu al-Hasan Ali bin Harun rahmatullahi alayh said that he heard Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh say, "Remember, advising the people and directing them towards the best thing for both you and them, meaning preparation for the hereafter, is the most superior deed of your life. And it brings you extremely close to your contemporary companions. Know this, at all times, in all eras, and in every place, the best and highest ranking person is the one who carries out essential matters in the best way, progresses swiftly towards the beloved things of Allah Almighty, and then benefits the servants of Allah Almighty the most. So take a large share for yourself, and by benefiting others, become compassionate and merciful towards them. Know that those capable of guiding those under their supervision to the path of guidance, those who benefit the creation, and those ever prepared to warn and give glad tidings are assisted through power and authority. Success is bestowed upon them with firmness in the knowledge of certainty. The subtleties of religious signs are revealed to them, and their minds are expanded to understand the noble Quran. They gain recognition of the grace of Allah Almighty upon them, as well as His great command, and steadfastly act upon His laws. They swiftly act upon the ordained tasks and do their utmost to call towards Allah Almighty. This was the way of the Prophets alayhi salam in dealing with their nations and regarding the fulfillment of divine commands. Likewise, it was the way of their followers, namely the revered saints, the truthful Siddiqeen, and all those pious individuals who call towards the path of Allah Almighty. Number 17. Two types of asceticism. Asceticism is of two types. Number 1, external, and number 2, internal. External asceticism is that a person does not like what he possesses and he does not desire what he does not have. Internal asceticism is that the desire for those things ends in the heart and they are forgotten. When this happens, Allah Almighty grants the person the ability to see the hereafter and focus on it with sincerity. At that time, the person knows death is close, and due to the scarcity of hope for forgiveness, he strives in doing good deeds. This is because his heart is distant from means, and it becomes engrossed only in matters of the hereafter. In this way, the reality of asceticism reaches his heart, and it is filled with the pure remembrance of the generous Lord. Number 18. The gateway to every important task. The gateway to every honourable and significant work opens through hard work. Number 19. What is Sufism? We have not gained Sufism merely through discourse. Rather, it was obtained via hunger, by abandoning worldly desires and sacrificing beloved and cherished things. For Sufism entails keeping one's dealings pure with Allah Almighty, the foundation of which lies in turning away from the world. Just as the companion of the Prophet, Sayyiduna Haritha radiallahu anhu, said, "My carnal self turned away from the world, so I prayed at night and fasted during the day." Number 20. The highest degree of sincerity. Sincerity is a secret between Allah Almighty and His servant, unknown even to the angels. Satan also does not know of it, so he cannot corrupt any sincere action, and even the carnal self is unaware of it. Hence, they cannot incline a person towards them. On another occasion, he said, "Indeed, Allah blesses the hearts according to how sincere they are in His remembrance. So observe what your heart is connected to." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 21. Definition of the world. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, "What is the world?" He replied, "Whatever comes close to the heart and distracts it from Allah Almighty." Number 22. The world is an abode of tests. "Whatever reaches me from this world does not feel bad to me, because I have established a principle that the world is a house of sorrow, grief, calamity and test. If everything I like comes to me, It is a grace and benevolence. Otherwise, the original state is the first thing. Number 23, contentment defined. Contentment is when your desire does not go beyond what you currently have, i.e. you do not wish for more. Number 24, the reality of gratitude. Do not seek help from any blessing of Allah Almighty to disobey Him. Number 25, caution in conversation. Being cautious and abstinent in conversation is more difficult than practical piety and abstinence. Number 26, being cordial with the lower self. Do not be friendly with the lower self due to its deceptions, even if it always supports you in the obedience of Allah Almighty. Number 27, two types of etiquette. There are two types of etiquette. Number 1, hidden etiquette, and number 2, apparent etiquette. Hidden etiquette entails the purity of the hearts, while apparent etiquette is to protect one's limbs, such as hands, eyes, ears, feet, etc., from sins. Number 28, the generosity of Allah Almighty. If a generous glance of Allah Almighty falls upon a sinner, he becomes virtuous. Number 29, highest and lowest level of arrogance. The highest level of evil regarding arrogance is that you consider yourself the greatest, and a lower degree is when such a thought crosses your heart. That is, considering oneself superior is the worst trait of arrogance, whilst the mere thought of it is also bad. Number 30, sincere advice. Sayyiduna Ali bin Harun bin Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote the following letter to his friend. Undoubtedly, Allah Almighty neither leaves the earth empty of His saints, nor does He deprive the earth of His beloved servants, so that He may protect His creation through them. He has made them honorable personalities, the guardians and protectors of His creation, and He has made them a proof of His existence. I humbly implore the most generous that He includes us and you amongst those, i.e. the saints, who are entrusted with His secrets and are protectors of His great command. Indeed, the blessed way of Allah Almighty is that He has adorned His vast and expansive kingdom with His friends, making them shine brightest on the earth. Through them, His light spreads, and the hearts of those who recognize Allah Almighty exhibit divine manifestations. These blessed individuals are more beautiful than the light of the stars and the radiance of the sun and moon in the sky. These noble beings are signs of pathways leading to Allah Almighty and the paths of His obedient ones. Their signs are the greatest means of benefit for the creation, and in terms of warding off harm from the creation, their goodness is more evident than the stars that guide in the darkness of land and earth, and when lost on the path. This is because the guidance of the stars leads to the safety of wealth and lives, and the guidance of the scholars leads to the preservation of religion. There is a clear distinction between success in preserving one's faith and preserving one's life and wealth. Number 31, the joy of life. Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Ali bin Hubaysh rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that when Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi was asked about Rida, i.e. remaining content with Allah's decrees in every state, he replied, "You have asked concerning a joyful life and the coolness of the eyes, I who is pleased with Allah Almighty. Some scholars say the most pleasurable and enjoyable life is for those who remain content with Allah Almighty. Contentment is to welcome the calamity that has come and to await an approaching difficulty whilst reflecting and giving it importance. This is because Allah Almighty deals with His servant in the best possible way. He is the one who shows the most mercy to him, and He knows best what benefits His servant. When Allah's decision comes, a person should not dislike it, because that was Allah's will. Hence, a servant should consider the work of Allah Almighty as good. If he does consider a calamity that reaches him as something good from Allah Almighty, he is content. In short, Ridha is the intention that is accompanied by acceptance, so that a person becomes one who desires what Allah Almighty has done and loves Allah Almighty, and he becomes content with him. Number 32. A beautiful dua. During difficult times, Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh used to make dua in the following manner. All praise is for Allah Almighty. To him belongs praise that is eternal, abundant, pure, blessed, and that never ends. Such praise that is befitting for your noble essence, greatness, and majesty. Every purity, nobility, elevation, and praise is for you, and every good, pure, and beautiful thing that you like is for you. O my Lord, shower your mercy upon your chosen, blessed, and special servant, our master, our leader, Sayyiduna Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, all the noble companions and all the honorable prophets alayhimus salam. O my Lord, bestow your mercy upon those who obey you in the heavens and earth. And send down your mercy upon Sayyiduna Jibra'il, Sayyiduna Mika'il, Sayyiduna Israfil, and Sayyiduna Izra'il, the gatekeeper of paradise, Sayyiduna Ridwan, and the overseer of hell, Sayyiduna Malik alayhimus salam. O my Lord, bestow your mercy upon all your angels, the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, and wherever there is a dweller in your universe according to your knowledge. Such a mercy that has your approval is pleasing to you and which they are all deserving of. O my Lord, for the sake of your great lordship by which you granted loftiness to the Arsh, I seek your generosity, grace, favor, kindness, goodness, and mercy. O abundant bestower, O generous one, I seek forgiveness for all my sins which are in your knowledge, and ask for you to pardon all our mistakes. O my Lord, out of your kindness and mercy, help us fulfill the rights that are binding upon us. Keep our outcomes upright and replace our wrongdoings with goodness. O the one who can erase or affirm whatever he wills, and the one with whom is the original decree, none can be like you. For the duration of our lives that remain until death, keep us protected from sins. Make everything you dislike loathsome for us, and make beloved to us everything that is beloved to you. And along with this, make us travel on a path that is pleasing to you. Preserve it for us till death. Make our purposes and intentions firm and strong upon it. Rectify our solitude in this regard.
Make our limbs act upon this. Grant us capability and bless us with an increase and sufficiency. O my Lord, grant us awe, reverence and fear of you. Make us modest before you, diligent in our efforts to do good, and prompt in turning towards every pure deed that is inclusive of praising you. O my Lord, make us like your chosen and righteous servants, always mentioning you and performing sincere actions that are perfect, consistent, pure, and most pleasing to you, and assist us in carrying out that deed as long as we live. O my Lord, make our death blessed, and make that day a day of love, honor, closeness, serenity, and admiration. Do not make it a day of regret and hopelessness. Allow us to enter our graves with joy and with coolness in our eyes, and turn our graves into a garden from your gardens of paradise, a place of honor, mercy, and grace. Teach us the answers in the grave and protect us from the horrors of the grave. O Allah Almighty, when you raise us from our graves, raise us with safety and satisfaction. O gatherer of people on the day regarding which there is no doubt, that day in which we have no doubt, keep us secure from the anxieties of that day. Distance us from its difficulties. Save us from its great sorrow and quench our thirst in its intense heat. O my Lord, on the day of judgment, gather us with the group of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whom you have chosen and made an intercessor for your friends, whom you have granted superiority to over all your beloved people, and whose group you shall save from difficulties. O Allah Almighty, make our reckoning easy, free of any scolding and detailed accountability. Deal with us with kindness, and make us amongst those who are saved quickly and admired. Grant us our books of deeds in our right hand. Make us cross the bridge of Sirat swiftly. Make our good deeds heavy on the scales. Do not let us hear the roaring of hell, and save us from it and every action that brings us close to hell. O Allah Almighty, grant us by your grace and generosity in the honourable and blissful abode of paradise, the companionship of those whom you have blessed, the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs and the righteous. What good companions they are. Gather us in the best and happiest state in the gardens of paradise with our ancestors, mothers, relatives and children. Unite us with our Muslim brothers who have love and affection for us. O Allah Almighty, shower your mercy and blessings upon all believing men and women, those who have departed this world whilst believing in your oneness. So become a helper, protector and guardian for both us and them. Their books of deeds have been sealed, their pious actions have stopped, and have mercy on the deceased who are undergoing trials, and grant the ability to repent to those sinners who are alive. Accept their repentance. Forgive those who have committed oppression and aid the oppressed. Grant cure to the sick and bestow upon us and them the ability to repent sincerely according to your liking. Certainly, you are the most generous, the adorner, and capable of all things. O Allah Almighty, rectify the affairs of those who are guardians and those whom you have entrusted to them. Grant them the ability to demonstrate compassion, kindness, and mercy to those under their supervision. Keep us and them steadfast upon this. O Allah Almighty, bring us together on the truth. Protect our lives. Keep us away from trials. Save us from all calamities. And through your grace, make us recipients of all these things. As you are most knowledgeable of this, and you have the greatest power over this. Do not allow us to see fighting and dispute amongst Muslims. O Allah Almighty, we beseech you for honor, protection from disgrace and lowliness, bestowal of elevation and support. Gather the path of all matters for us. Worldly affairs lead us to your obedience and aid us in carrying out your commands. As long as our inclination towards the hereafter is utmost, in him we trust and to him we are to return. Certainly, this matter will be fulfilled for us through your help and will be correct for us through the ability you grant us. O Allah Almighty, complete sovereignty belongs to you. You are capable of everything. O Allah Almighty, grant us complete well-being in our bodies and all circumstances. Grant perfect well-being to all our friends, children, and relatives as well. And extend this well-being to all believing men and women. Implement your beloved laws upon us, as well as those things which aid us in performing every such action that leads to your proximity. O hearer of all voices, O knower of all hidden things, O ruler of the heavens, send salutations upon your special servant, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his family, in the beginning and the end, outwardly and inwardly. Accept our dua and deal with us according to your majesty. O most compassionate of those who are compassionate, and most merciful of those who are merciful. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.